So here we are in Visual Studio Team Services, and we're not even going to go into one of our projects yet. The first thing we want to do is we want to set up the build agent. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over to this gear up here in the top right corner, and that's going to take us into the administration page, and you'll notice an agent pools tab here. Click on that. That's going to take you into the area where you're going to be able to download your agent, create a new pool, and set it all up. So the first thing we want to do is decide, do we want to use an existing pool to add our agent to? As you can see here, here's my default pool with one agent in it. Here's the hosted one that comes with Visual Studio Team Services, and it's got its agent in there, and you can see by the green bar that it's online. And then we have a Mac pool. This handles my Mac agents, one of which is enabled and none of which are online at this time. So we have to decide, do we want to add an agent to our default pool, or do we want to create an all new pool? But you must have a pool existing in order for you to configure the agent correctly. So I'm going to use my default agent or default pool to store my agent in, but I could actually create a whole new pool here very easily. And it's done, it's created. There's no agents in it, obviously, but we have a new pool. The next thing I want to do is download the agent. So I'm going to click on this link. It's going to download the agent.zip file for me. Once that's downloaded, I can extract it. And once I extract it, I will see that this is the contents of that directory. And there's this configure agent.cmd. It's important to note that you need to run this as an administrator in order for it to work correctly. So I'd right-click on it, run as administrator, and I'm going to go through a series of questions that it's going to ask me about my particular setup here in order for me to be able to set up the agent. So this is the agent configuration. So it's really easy in 2015 or VSTS. And I'm going to select here that, do I want to replace an existing configuration? I'm going to say yes. And it's going to ask me to log in to MSDN because I'm using Visual Studio Team Services. So I'll do that real quick here. Next, I'm going to, once it sets up here, we're going to let it go. It's setting up, saying it's being removed from the system. It successfully removed it. Now it wants to enter the name of the new agent. The default is demo agent, so we're going to leave the default name. You can name it anything you want. I'm going to leave mine default. It's asking me the URL of my TFS server. So again, I'm using Visual Studio Team Services, so I'm going to leave that link in there. But if you're using your online account, you'd have it in there, or your on-premises server, you'd put the URL in there. It's going to configure the agent against which pool, and by default, it's going to go with the new pool that we created. It just knows that because in my previous configuration, I had a new pool already there. A lot of times, that'll be blank, and you'll have to type in the name of your pool. In this case, I actually want to use the default, not the new pool that we created, so I'm going to name default. And I'm going to enter the path to the working folder for this agent. The agent works out of a particular directory, and you just have to tell it which directory to use. By default, it finds the agent directory we downloaded or extracted from the download, and then it has an underscore work directory in it, and by default, that's what it's going to use. So we're going to keep that. And it's asking me if I want to run it as a Windows service or not, and the default here is yes, so I'm going to select yes. And it's going to ask me, do I want to use the local service account? I'm going to say okay for this one. And you can use any account you want. It could be a TFS service account, a build account, something specific for your build. I'm just going to select that one there. It's going to ask me to log back in again. So I'll log back into MSDN. And password. And once it logs back in, it'll configure the agent and the screen will go away. And there we go. As you could see, it was real quick, but it said it was successful. Now when I go back to my default pool here, you can see I have my demo agent and it's green and it's online. That's the one we just configured. The reason I use my default is I just wanted to show you that you can actually have multiple agents in a particular pool. And that pool can be used by multiple collections. In previous versions of Visual Studio Team Foundation Server, you'd have to select a collection to work with a particular build controller. in VSTS and in TFS 2015 build, you no longer have to do that. You just create your pool, configure your agents in a pool, and then you just assign the pool to a particular, or a queue to a particular build that you want to use. The queue is the mechanism for which the build is going to talk to the pool of agents. So we basically set up everything right here. Now we're ready to start doing some builds, or setting up the builds so we can actually then run a build.